So, welcome to another episode of the Bored Indian. Today I will be giving a review of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which has just been released on June 1st, and I watched it, and let me say, it is political. That's the one way you can describe the whole thing. Initially, but the politics which is mentioned in the show is subtle. Like, for example, tags on a bag, or even somebody actually mentioning that some cops are people who wear the uniform can be good or can be bad, or it is a good thing that good people, and the best way to resolve a situation is to get away from it. Personally, I can say the whole situation just made me disappointed. Frankly, the first episode was so much good, so much great, but afterwards I was like, hey, why the hell is that happening? Why the hell is this happening? I didn't enjoy it much. The visuals, the creative thing, and all that stuff which makes a movie good apart from the story was great, was excellent. Although there were a lot of moments which were like blinding lights and all that, similar to the first movie. But it is just part and parcel of the Miles Morales movie series, or Miles Morales though. Although this all goes into multiple levels of spoiler territory, if you haven't watched it, watch it, but be prepared of what you are going to get. So let me begin from the beginning, as most stories go. In this case, we have, like, Miles is going through his life, everything is pretty good, not going great, not going low, but the thing is, he's sort of like absorbed, or he has sort of fallen into his role as Spider-Man of his universe, and has been doing a pretty decent job, if not a very excellent job, although he has been having some ups and downs and self, but he has been living up the Spider-Man legacy. Although similar to the Spider-Man legacy, he has been missing time, or at the same time not scoring that well in few of the subjects which he should have scored, and missing classes. And his parents, if you have watched the trailer, yeah, that happens in the very beginning. But the thing is, I have been missing a few points. The movie does not begin from Miles' perspective. The movie begins from Gwen's perspective. And the whole situation becomes quite, what do you say, knowing the backstory of what happened to Spider-Gwen, and how her universe version of Peter Parker consumed the serum and became reptile, and ended up dying, and she felt real grief at the fact that the only reason he wanted to become that was so that he could actually support her, or he could also be a hero, or he could be special. And that made it a bit sad and morose, but the whole situation felt like, okay, a bit forced, I could say. Gwen, she is having a not so great relationship with her father. Her mother is not in the picture, it isn't shown in the movie. Whereas when it comes to this person, her father, he is a police chief and has made his goal to catch Spider-Gwen, because after the death of Peter Parker of Spider-Gwen's universe, he caught her, he saw her standing over her body, pretty much similar to what Harry Osborn saw when Spider-Man brought his dad covered in a cloth and placed him on one of the couches, dead. So he assumed that Spider-Gwen killed Peter Parker. And the whole situation about that, the father feeling guilty that he couldn't protect his daughter's best friend, whereas Gwen, feeling guilty that she cannot come forward and say that, hey, I am the person, I am Spider-Woman. And instead the whole situation becomes into a case of, hey, I'll hurt his feelings. And then ultimately her father comes to know due to an incident and the realization of that incident sparks a bigger issue that in the situation where everything is supposed to be, or she should come across and be clean about it, she simply abandons her father and leaves. Tries to justify her behavior that, hey, I did this for us, or I have an obligation and all that. And at the same time, the father being a reasonable. One thing I have noticed with most of these movies these days, that the male characters are being put down. Male mentor characters are being absolutely put down in every single way. Like, if you have seen the initial beginning scene of some of the trailers which came out, there was, as you seem, remember, Vulture. And Vulture suddenly is a displaced Vulture from a separate dimension who ends up in Gwen's dimension. And he is on about and going around, and he hates everything about Gwen's dimension, is just having his one of his villain episodes, speaking ill about everything, going on and on about what is going on in his life and how miserable he is, and that she is not the Spider-Man whom she's used to, and all that. And ultimately we have a few new spider people coming along. A Spider-Woman who goes by a pregnant Spider-Woman, and Miguel O'Hara, Spider-Man 1999 or something like that. But he is the guy who actually created the whole Spider-Verse society and got every single Spider-Man together, or at least build a sense of refuge. Although all this Spider-Man thing and this Spider-Verse series seems like it is delving into the Morlocks, or those kind of creatures, those immortal vampires who are after the spider totem plotline, it might be building up towards the third or maybe fourth movie, where those totem guys are after everybody. But the whole thing feels a bit like, it feels like there wasn't much respect given to Miguel or whatever he had done. Initially, when he is talking, or even when he is asking, it feels like people are always second guessing him, trying to trick him up. Every single time he is saying something, they know what he is saying, because he seems to say these things as if he has already done it before and they should know it, but they are actually every single time asking him the same questions. And the whole situation feels a bit down. Sad, like it feels like somebody came and took somebody else's position who hasn't already been there. They acknowledge that he was there and who he did all the stuff, heavy lifting, but the thing is, somebody else is taking the credit for all that, and it felt very disingenuous. Although, coming back to Spider-Gwen, she gets an invitation from Miguel and the pregnant Spider-Woman, which I personally feel is a very dangerous precedent, or in this case a very dangerous thing. It can be something like on off or something like that, or if there is a pregnant Spider-Woman who's on the console because she's taking care of her baby. And at the same time, it just shows a lack of care for the child. Like, hey, she's riding a bike, which you're not supposed to do when you're pregnant or otherwise. And even riding a bike, even if you have spider powers, riding a bike and going across dimensions might actually have some sort of effect, like alteration of brain chemistry or something like that. And that was one part. And then Spider-Man goes, then the perspective shifts to Miles, whom, as I said, is doing all right. And then Spider-Man, Miles Morales, sees a robbery being committed, a first time robbery being committed by some guy who looks like a Dalmatian or polka dots, or black and white polka dots. He's there, the villain is trying to rob an ATM machine and is failing miserably on his own. One thing I did notice, that although some people will be like, hey, why, might just see it for comedic purposes, it felt like Spider-Man simply didn't pay for something. He actually just took something from one of the counters, placed it in some oven in a restaurant which was being robbed, let it cook while the owner is simply struggling and trying to save his store from being robbed by this SWAT guy, while he is just simply just enjoying the whole show. It felt a bit like, hey, it doesn't bother him that somebody is destroying their own livelihood or their purpose of livelihood. Instead, he is just indulging in banter. Although Spider-Man is known to indulge in banter, but most of the time his banter is when anybody is not in threat, or anybody is not in direct or indirect threat. Although, and then what happens is there's a brief fight. You have seen the trailer, you know that is the fight that happens. And then he ties him up using the different, his own spots and everything, using web, goes up, speaks to his parents and speaks to the counselor. The counselor speaks as if she knows a lot of stuff about Miles, who hasn't been paying attention, although he has been scoring good. So although I can say that he has been scoring good, he has been failing in one of the languages. Neither is he failing in one of the language subjects. So I don't see any reason why a teacher should actually be bothered or say some sort of like cryptic stuff to the parents. Hey, he's missing classes. You can say that and end the whole thing. What is this about whole, like what is he going to do or what is... And then there was one part. Although most people might not be able to tell what it is there, or even if some people are able to tell, I noticed this and I was like surprised. Like, why did they mention that? And when I noticed that, why did they mention that, it got me thinking that they are actually trying to portray that everybody needs to have a story or the victim complex that is so much predominant in black culture, should I say it? Is it wrong? I'm not sure. But anyway, what happens is he goes around and tries, and the teacher tries to put that in order to go to Princeton, he needs to have a story. And that story is, he is a victim. Are you a victim? And he goes around speaking about that. Part 2 will be later.